Well, Tom Caffeine is in. He's with the U.S. Forest Service in the Gunflint District, and he refuses to tell me what his exact title is, but it has a lot to do with trails and recreation and outdoor stuff. So you've got some interesting, actually, you got two interesting pieces of news, but let's start with The Point.
The Point, also known as Artist Point. Yeah, the Forest Service acquired it back in 1942, which I just found out. It was conveyed by Charlie and Anna Johnson.
Oh, sure.
To the Forest Service. And I guess we've owned it ever since. And we're going to be doing a few things out there to maybe cut down on erosion and clean it up just a little bit. Some boardwalks.
Really?
On the point. And some new steps and a new kiosk. And, you know, we're figuring it's probably the most used piece of Forest Service land on the Superior National Forest.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hundreds, if not thousands, every weekend. So we're not going to do anything major. We're just going to spruce it up a little bit.
Well, yeah, it does kind of degrade after a while. People walking around.
Right, especially on the point there. You get a lot of mud out there. There's trails everywhere. It looks like a spider web. I GPS'd it one day, and all these trails run everywhere. And so what we're going to try to do is kind of close off some of them, do some chainsaw work out there. A lot of trees are tipped over, and you know, you can walk anywhere you want on the point. It's not illegal, but we're just going to try to funnel the traffic a little better to cut down on the erosion.
I understand there's a name change in the offing?
Yeah, we're thinking of just calling it The Point. That's Kerry at the Cook County Historical Society suggested that. You know, it's also been called Mayhew Point, Coast Guard Point, and I wouldn't mind finding out the Ojibwe name for The Point.
No. And, of course, Artist Point, because there isn't a week that the art colony is in session that some group isn't out there on it. So, well, that'll be probably the most controversial thing of all will be changing the name.
Yeah, and that's still up in the air.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. But we are going to put a kiosk up that's got some interpretation on it. And
okay.
So, you know, the Army Corps has put up a railing there. The Park Service put up the kiosk that's there now. So we're just going to try to consolidate everything into just the Forest Service.
So after, 4, 5, 6 decades, you're probably going to do something out on Artist Point.
Well, I tell you what, there are people in the Forest Service who had no idea that it was Forest Service land.
Really?
And I'd like to find out exactly how it became Forest Service land, but I haven't been able to find that out.
Oh, well, of course, Charlie Johnson.
Right, but he gave it to the U.S. government, how it became the Forest Service.
Okay.
Who knows?
Now, you just walked in the door and took something out of your pocket that just absolutely boggled my mind.
Yes. I help with the archaeologists quite a bit on the forest, and we were doing a bit of a dig in a place I can't talk about. It's on the Superior, and we found it's either a tool shop or a cache of Gunflint silica biface. That's all technical terms, but tools. And, you know, it could be 5,000, could be 10,000 years old. But they are beautiful tools, and
they are something. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, the tool, it looks like a spear point,
correct?
You were telling me that it was just a partially completed piece of work that was easier to carry around.
Correct, or it is a completed work. You know, it's all guesswork in some instances. But sometimes they would break the these pieces down so they could carry them easier. And we're conjecturing that there might be a quarry someplace on this lake where we found this.
Really?
So that might be the next step, is to find the quarry, because the flakes that we've gotten off these tools are very large. So it was the primary reduction, they call it. So they had a big piece of rock, and then they started reducing it on this campsite.
Wow. I mean, this is really something I've never, either between 5 and 10,000 years.
Correct. Either the Archaic period or the Paleo period, which means just after the glaciers with the Paleo. So, and we have found some bone mixed in with these, and I'm guessing it's probably caribou bone.
Yeah. What's the next step? Archaeologists are going to have a heyday with this.
to convince my boss in Duluth that we should go out there and take a look at this thing. But I'm also going up the trail today to do another dig. And so archaeology is my amateur passion, and it's fortunate I have been able to help the archaeologists because I just love doing this stuff.
Yeah. And I think I've met at least one of the archaeologists.
Lee Johnson, I think. Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you. I expected to talk about the point, and I got really. I wish this was not radio, but it was visual, so that you could get a picture of it. But these are almost they're partially translucent, I guess.
Correct.
Brown and almost looks like the color of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, and terrific. It. You know, we did actually talk about the point. Two points. This point and artist point.
Okay. I get the point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to let you go to work and find some more good stuff up the trail. And we've been speaking with Tom Caffeine from the Gunflint Ranger District. And happy digging, Tom.
Thank you. And if you want me to come back and talk about anything else,
I would love to.
I never get tired of talking to you, Jay.
Okay, Tom. Thank you all very much.